Okay, today's minhag is eating fish on Shabbos. The minhag to eat fish on Shabbos.
We did that.
I'm not going to go through the drush.
We spent
on a Friday. Which parsha was it? Zecharnu es hadogim asher nechalnu chinam. I remember the fish. Chinam b'loy mitzvahs. You don't have to make
the bracha. We don't have to.
So that was the drush. It took 20 minutes to go through. So I'm not going to go. I'm not going.
Is it amazing we remember all that?
I'm flattered. Okay, so I'm not going to go through the drush. I want to go through this very something. Another few ideas. First of all, you should know that in Shulchan Aruch, nowhere in Shulchan Aruch does it say that one is mechuyav to eat fish on Shabbos. Doesn't say. The Mechaber says basar v'yayin, meat and yayin. Even basar v'yayin is only not mechuyav. There's no obligation to eat meat on Shabbos. Doesn't say that. Doesn't say that. In Zemiros it says, and it says this. But in Shulchan Aruch, in the Gemara, it's mentioned in the Gemara. But a lot of the Mefarshim say it's only mentioned the Gemara as a way. The Karos or the Shabbos Oneg. The Gemara elaborates on you shall call for Shabbos in a day of enjoyment, and the Gemara gives examples. Being the Gemara is giving examples, it doesn't mean specifically there's a hakpada to eat fish. Just do things, to eat delicacies, do things on Shabbos which bring you enjoyment. If you like to eat pretzels, that's what gives you hanah. So that's also a fulfillment of the Karos of the Shabbos. And it does not appear from the way the Mefarshim said the Gemara means literally that you must eat fish. And indeed in Shulchan Aruch it's not recorded that you eat fish, that is a requirement to eat fish in Shulchan Aruch. However, it has become a very, very significant custom, especially among Hasidim, to eat fish on Shabbos. Now there are different variations. There are some Hasidim which makbid eat fish all three meals, at night, by day, and shalosh sudos. There are those that are makbid only to eat it by day. The reason why day and not at night is because there's a halacha that the honor of the day is greater than the honor of the night. A person can only afford to have do something extra special by day, but only one meal. The honor, do you mechuyev to give more honor to the day meal of Shabbos than the evening meal of Shabbos. So being that fish is in a way to enhance the kavod of Shabbos, eating fish is only done by day, there's no obligation of the minhag does not expand to the evening and the shalosh sudos. On the other hand, some say the ikus man to eat shalosh fish is bedafka shalosh sudos, the third meal. The third meal is a very mystical time. It's me'ein olam haba. Third meal is a Rava, the Rava, it's called. The Shalosh Sudos is the Zman of the Yitzias Neshama of Shabbos. It could be, I'm guessing, is because since the third meal of Shabbos is Me'ein La'asalavo. We know there are three Shabbosos. The Shabbos Bereshis, Shabbos Matan Torah, and Shabbos La'asalavo. What is Hashem going to serve at the Sudas of Mashiach? Leviosan. Leviosan is the fish. The Shor Habar, this ox, and the Leviathan. The Leviathan is a fish. Therefore, since the Su'uda of Shalosh Su'udos is Me'ein, the Su'uda of Shabbos Leviathan, the Su'das Leviathan, so therefore, as a dugma of fish, we eat fish. Okay, so that's three variations of the minhag. All meals, Shabbos day, because Shabbos day is kavod, or Shalosh Su'udos because of Su'das Leviathan. Okay, one of the most popular ideas I mentioned when we learn Parash Parashas, I'll just repeat very quickly, is because we want to attach ourselves to Shabbos Bereshis. The world was destroyed at the time of the Mabul, and all of the creatures were taken to the Teva and taken to a different sphere. However, what was not affected by the Mabul? The fish. Lepaska Zuhamasam. The fish were not affected by the Mabul. Yeah. They exist, so the fish is our only true connection to the world that was the perfect world that exists at the time of Ma'aseh Bereishis. So eating fish, what you're doing in essence is you're taking yourself all the way back to Shabbos Bereishis, because every fish is an enikol of the fish that exists at the time of Berea. Okay, that's one approach. There's an expression. My father always used to say this expression, kol oichel dog, biyoim dog, nitzol mi dog. Whoever eats a dog on a yom dog is saved from the din of dog. Dog, dog, dog. So what does that mean? This is an expression of piskam. What does this mean? Personally, it's fish. Biyoim dog. What is dog? Dalid gimel. Dalid, 4 plus 3 equals 7. If you eat fish on Shabbos, you'll be saved from... Dalid gimel stands for dina. Dalid is dina. And gimel is gehenen. Dina shel gehenen. Which is based upon, I assume, there's a chazal that if you have a chabit Shabbos, Shabbos is the ikar mitzvah Shabbos. The person is not observant. He doesn't keep kosher. Rachmana doesn't daven, doesn't do all of the things that an Orthodox Jew is supposed to, but he keeps Shabbos. He's a Shomer Shabbos. In Halacha, he's pretty good. Halacha, he's considered to be a Ruba de Ruba, a good person, and it comes to many areas of Halacha, there's no difference between him and anyone else. Even though, Rachmana Litzlan, he doesn't do anything else. He's not Nizer in all the other... Shabbos? You're a Shomer Shabbos? Whole different madrega. You machavit Shabbos. You do something special on Shabbos. You eat fish. That will, okay, it's not going to give him shlishi for all the other sins. But Rvihi, exactly. So he'll be nitzol midina shel ganim. So my father Zichron Lebracha used to say, "Echol dog miyam dog nitzol midina shel dog." It's a nice expression. Okay, one other thing I want to take, because we just learned that. So this is an idea. We just learned this yesterday. Hashem chafetz l'man tzidko, yagdil Torah v'yadir. The Gemara speaks about different halachos, which the Torah mentions, which seem to be unnecessary, because we can figure this out from other sources. And one of the classic examples of this is fish. What are the simonim for kosher fish? Fins and scales. Stop it, because, and by the way, that's one of them. That's one of the Kabbalistic inyanim of eating fish, which I did not know what it means. Is that one of the reasons why I eat fish is because of the snap of kaskeses. The snap of kaskeses, the olam hasoid, is merames on very great things, which fits perfectly in line with the kedusha of Shabbos. What does that mean? I have no idea. But it's not fish. In this approach, the reason why you eat fish on Shabbos is not because fish, because they float in the water. It's because of the simonim of snapir v'kaskeses, fins and scales, what it represents, which I don't know, so I'm not going into that. But the reason why I'm telling you this is because the Gemara tells that it's not really necessary for the Torah to tell us that this both simonim for fish, because any fish that has fins, automatically, if I'm not making a mistake, anything that has fins automatically has scales. Is that the way? I've got to think about it. Maybe the other way around. I'm confused. But it does not, there is no such, if it has one of these simonim, it automatically, it's a mitzias in this world. There does not exist a creature in this world that has fins and does not have scales. It's just a mitzias. So the Gemara asked the question, so why then did the Torah bother telling us both simonim? Let the Torah just tell us it has to have fins, and automatically we know that it's kosher, because if it has only scales, it's not a riot. It can very well be that it doesn't have the fin. But if it has the fin, it's a fact. It's a fact in this world that automatically has scales. So why did the Torah bother telling us this? The Gemara asked this type of question in a few places. And the Gemara says, you know, you're right. You're right. It's not necessary. You know why the Torah told us both simonim? Lehagdil Torah ulahadira. To glorify, in order to make the Torah told us, because the Torah, it's another reason why the fish is kosher. The simonim represent character traits. This is the Gemara. Siba, is it a simon or is it a siba? We'll assume now that the simonim, why is it that the colored animals have to have the siman mitzmal askera, mafresis parasa, because these are sibos. This is what causes the animal to be kosher. It has a fine nature. It has excellent character traits. An animal that has split hoofs and chews its cud, this is a maila. It's a refinement in this creature, and Hashem only wants us to consume, to make part of us things which are refined. Fins and scales. Each one is a beautiful thing. It's a refinement in the fish. it's true. There's no need for me to say the Torah to say the word scales, because once it has spins of the Rachli, it has scales. The reason why is because this is, you should be aware that scales is a refinement of a fish. It's a beautiful maila, beautiful midah. It's something which is kedai to focus on, to study, to understand, and to delve into the deeper meaning of this object, and this thing. That's why the Torah wrote it. Not because we technically need it. There are other soidos hatar that can be derived. So every time you eat a fish, what are you really doing? You're delving. This is a very difficult concept. Very difficult concept, what this means, and all the Mepharshim struggle, because that's not the way we normally approach learning Torah. When we approach learning Torah, we approach it as a halachic sefer, uba de uba, and of course there's agada and there's soidais, but all of those things only begin after we get the halacha. Right, halacha is the ikar, and then once we have the foundation, and upon that we can build agada, drush, machshava, and sodas. But to start off at the point that it's not necessary for halacha, it's just lahagdil Torah lahadira, it's something which is difficult, which requires understanding. But that's what. But this is such a halacha, lahagdil Torah lahadira. So therefore, when you eat fish, what are you really doing? You're being reminded, look at this fish, there are two simonim, fins and scales. Torah didn't need to tell this to me. Torah didn't need to tell me the scales. Every time you eat a piece of fish, why did the Torah exert itself to tell me the scales? Lahadil Torah ulahadira. To glorify the Torah. Torah is a glorious book which is the word of Hashem, and it's filled with incredible concepts and sodos. That is what Shabbos is all about. Shabbos hakol moedim debeshabbos nitna Torah. The Torah was given on Shabbos. Shabbos is not just a day to take vacation, to sleep, to go to sleep and to rest and to forget about the world. Shabbos is a day to focus on Torah. Hakol moedim de b'Shabbos in the Torah. It's lahagdil Torah ulahadira. Eating fish on Shabbos is a tangible reminder that today is a day of Hagdil Torah ulahadir.
Why can't you say the same for the meat?
For the meat, because you don't have everything. Everything that's said by the meat is necessary. Everything. It's true. There's a siman, but also sibos. But the Gemara does not introduce such a concept of lahagdil Torah ulahadira by meat, because by meat, everything the Torah says, even if you'll tell me, it's not an act of refinement. It's not. It's not something which is. It's halacha. The Torah had to tell me every single thing, because it did not tell me every single dot that's there in the Torah, we would not know it. We would not be able to derive it through logic. We would not be able to derive it by studying creation. We would not know it. So the Torah had to tell us just the basic laws. Once we know the basic laws, we can also go further. But when it comes to fish, we don't even need it to be said. We could figure this out on our own. Why did the Torah say it? Lahagdil Torah ulahadira. When you eat a piece of fish and you see the simanim in front of you, the Chazal wanted you to remember, today is Shabbos. Don't read the paper. Don't read the New York Times. Don't read the Wall Street Journal. That's not what the Shabbos is about. Take out a Gemara. Take out a Sefer. Learn the Parsha. Shabbos is a day lehagdil Torah ulehadira.
Shabbos doesn't belong to you.
What?
Shabbos doesn't belong to you. Shabbos
Hu Hashem. Shabbos and v'hakol moedim Shabbos. So this is
the kaskeses.
Yeah.
You learned that the sturgeon fish.
Yeah.
Kaskeses
falls off.
That's why.
But it had it. But that's not okay. But the Gemara, we have to deal with those issues. But the Gemara says beferish. It only says this by fish. It said this by fish. It doesn't say this by anywhere else. Okay, we'll stop here.